Blog Talk Radio.
Turning for tuning in today. What's going on, boys and girls? Got some great stuff going on. Hopefully my boy Clint Davis, he is out there listening somewhere. Hopefully he'll be joining us on the line today. So we'll just have to see what's going on. Want to say hello to everybody listening out there on Blog Talk Radio. We want to say thank you to everybody in the chat room tuning in today. We've been gone the last couple of days, and we're going to talk about that later. Just some evaluating the future of the Greg Squirrel Show. So, we're going to throw a post out there, and hopefully everybody will be around and listening to that. And we'll get your opinion. Once again, the phone line is 347-326-9073. We also got the chat room up and running. And so feel free to let your comments be heard. So anyway, I just want to jump out there and say hey to everybody. And hope everybody's doing good. All right. Matter of fact, let's go over on the Facebook page right now. The Greg Squirrel Show is on air today. So I hope everybody is alive and ready to come in. What do y'all think about this government shutdown? I mean, I think it kind of sucks personally. I don't know what you think about it. Personally, I think there's a whole bunch of people. The question I have is, if our government is not working, should they be getting paid? That's my question. I mean, there's a lot of government employees out there, courthouses, city halls, our U.S. military. They are canceling guard drills for this weekend, and our troops are not getting paid. Is that right? That our guard troops, that our soldiers out protecting our country are not being paid? Let's make that our question of the day. I can't multitask when I'm doing this stuff, so I'm sorry. All right, here's the question. Sorry it took so long. Fat fingers. Even though I've lost 14 pounds, I still got fat fingers. Is it fair for our troops? Is it fair for our troops not being paid? Should our senators and congressmen be paid while this shutdown is going on? I don't think our senators and our congressmen, our governors, whoever, I don't think none of these people should be paid while our troops overseas are not getting paid. You know, they're out there protecting our country, and I just don't think it's fair that our government is shut down. They've canceled guard duty for drills for the weekend. None of our troops are getting paid. None of our troops overseas are getting paid for this shutdown time. And not knowing when they're going to see a check. You know, I just think it's crap. I wish my boy Dave Davis was in the house. He's an ex-military man. I know there's a lot of ex-military personnel out there listening. Call in. Let your voice be heard. 347-326-9073. I mean, I think it's garbage. Flat and utter outright garbage. Because I got friends that work in the government. And they're being affected by this. I mean, some of them could lose their jobs. Some of them could lose their homes. And the government don't care. So I think it's crap. Here's another one I want to talk about. Yeah, let's look at this. All right, so here we go. Salary of retired U.S. president, $450,000 for life. Salary for each House and Senate members, $174,000 for life. Salary of the Speaker of the House, $223,500. Salary of the majority and minority leaders, $194,400 for life. Average salary of a soldier deployed in Afghanistan, $38,000. Average income for seniors on Social Security, $12,000. I don't know about you, but I think I've just found some places where some cuts need to be made. So, I mean, this is garbage. This is just freaking garbage. I don't know how about you feel, but that's how I feel. You know, and what's sad about all this, and here's the part that really pisses me off, and it just reminded me that I need to make some phone calls. But this affects our national cemetery. While this is going on, national cemeteries are working on a limited budget. I very seriously doubt that you will see honor guards, unless it's a VFW or American Legion honor guards, you will probably not see honor guards being deployed. I mean, I'm talking military honor guards, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, etc. You will not be seeing these deployed to cover these services. Just because the government decided to stop working doesn't mean our veterans have stopped dying. We are losing veterans every single day across this United States. And when this BS shutdown's going on, they're not going to get the proper burial that they deserve. Call in. Let me know what you think. 347-326-9073. And that's a subject that's, you know, that's a subject that's very close to me because my dad just, passed away in April. And it just pisses me off to see our veterans being picked on, being F with, if you know what I'm saying. By the way, I am encouraging people to boycott and protest Wingate Hotels. I think it's Wingate. Wingate or Wyndham. It's one of the ones. There's a Wynn in there somewhere. And here's why. Here in Northwest Arkansas, one of the local Wingate Hotels were housing homeless veterans and their families. Well, at a reduced rate, and we appreciate that. But then, when the first big event comes along, like a motorcycle rally, they kick all the homeless veterans and their families out on the street so they can rent those rooms for a higher price. I'm sorry. You are not going to jack around with our veterans and their families just so you can make a buck. As far as I'm concerned, I will never stay in a Wingate hotel. If I don't have to, I mean, it won't come out of my pocket if I do. If I do stay at a Wingate hotel, it's because somebody else is going to be paying for it, but not me. 347-326-9073. So anyway, we're going to jump over here, kind of look at the news page, see what's going on. There we go. Who wants to dress like a French woman? I could sit here and tell you, I don't. I'm not dressing like a French woman. And I don't want my women dressing like no French women. I like the clothes, don't get me wrong, but it's the hygiene. Nothing makes me more repulsed when I see a beautiful woman from France, Europe, that part of the country. They raise their arms and they look like they got Sasquatch up under there. Can you hear me? That is, if I was involved with a woman from overseas, the first thing I would do is teach her some sanitary issues. Somebody said our troops are getting paid. That's funny. I just heard that I mean, it's Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm reading news from the wrong source. But I just heard that our troops are not going to be paid, guard duty is canceled, and that they would not be paid as long as the government strike is going on. Matter of fact, let's ask that. Okay, here's the question right here. Are military troops being paid during the government shutdown? Department of Defense says that if the government shuts down for an extended period, troops, including those fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, will not receive pay. So anyway, there we go. 347-326-9073. My phone is blowing off the hook. I mean, I'm getting messages from everybody because this is just kind of a dirty deal. I just saw a funniest picture. Snake with a beer can on his head. The snake saying, I'm not a snake, I'm a beer. All right. Why is this guy even accused baby killer due back in court? Why is the guy still walking? The guy's pretty much confessed to doing it. Well, say hey to Michael Ward. Mike. What day is it, Mike? That's what I forgot to do. Crap. I'm slipping. I've been off the air too long. I know. I was hoping my boy Clint Davis would be here today. So the answer, to go back to the answer, if this little thing goes on too long, then no, our troops will not be paid. All right, let's go back down our sports headlines. How about Pittsburgh knocking off Cincinnati? A lot of people are kind of arguing with me out there. I'm just going by what I have read off the news line. And the news line says that should this go on for any extended amount of time, that our troops would not be paid. So there we go. 347-326-9073. All right. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Kootua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA. Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Kootua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
We're back on the. We are back from our commercial break. I want to say thank you to Scott Lowe and all the crew over at Battleground MMA. Now, did have a lot of people asking about this coming weekend, the event in Kansas City, Missouri. Due to some unforeseen circumstances with the venue, this event had to be canceled. But we are happy to announce that November 2nd, we still got the big two-day Muay Thai and tournament coming up over in Muskogee, Oklahoma with Strike King Muay Thai and Kickboxing. Still got the big two-day tournament. And then Saturday night, there will be a full card event in Muskogee immediately following the first day's action with the Muay Thai kickboxing that is brought to you by Striking Muay Thai and kickboxing.
Yeah,
I don't say that as good as Clint Davis does. So Clint Davis has that very white voice, so he can get down there really low and go Muay Thai. Yeah, I can't do it. So anyway, as we're talking about, we got some headlines coming up. We were talking about the Cincinnati Reds going down last night to the Pittsburgh Penguins, or the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh Pirates, and they will go on to play St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Division Series. So we got that going on. The appeals court has denied Gary Sandusky a new trial. We go on that. That's the comments on Facebook. Let's run down to football. What is going on? Pittsburgh Steelers have acquired Levi Brown, Arizona Cardinals. Apparently, Brown has not lived up to his expectations at Arizona plays. and therefore they shipped him to Pittsburgh, hoping to help them turn around. Pittsburgh stuck in the tooth. I don't know what you think about that. Pittsburgh just stuck it up. Injury news out of Denver is Danny Trevathan injured his knee at practice Wednesday. No word on how yet the severity, so as soon as we hear word on that, we will pass it on for all you Bronco fans. Banged up Chiefs getting ready for the Tennessee Titan without running back Jamal Charles. Charles missed practice because of blisters on his feet, but Coach Andy Reid expects Charles to be ready to go come game day. Let's see here. In other NFL news, New York Jets have fined former Buffalo Bill receiver David Nelson. Nelson played with Buffalo from 2010 to 2012, caught 94 passes, 8 touchdowns. He signed with Cleveland in the offseason, but was among the Brownies' roster cuts during the preseason. So, hopefully he'll be out there getting some work done. 49ers have added a backup quarterback to their roster. 49ers have signed backup quarterback John Skelton to a one-year contract, giving them a strong arm third stringer under center. Skelton was signed a day after the reigning NFC champions waived rookie B.J. Daniels, who could still be an option to join the practice squad if he clears the waivers. Well, maybe you should have kept Alex Smith. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Detroit Lions have signed Kevin Ogletree to a one-year deal. Ogletree was cut by Tampa on Tuesday after signing on as a free agent in March. Ogletree, formerly with the Cowboys, and then he signed on with Tampa Bay, and then he was cut. So now he's signing on with Detroit, who could use some help. And they're much depleted. Well, no, I'm not going to say depleted, but they just need help. So anyway, he's going to help out Detroit. On to baseball news. Devil Rays are visiting Cleveland in the American League wild card game, which is being played tonight. Starts at 7:05 Central, 8:07 Eastern Time. Oh, let's see. Atlanta Braves have left slumping Dan Ugla, I guess that's how you pronounce his name. But they have added, who did they add? Let's see here. Oh, B.J. Upton. Upton is still on the postseason roster. Like I mentioned earlier, the Pittsburgh Pirates defeated Cincinnati, and so they will take on the Cardinals in the National League Division Series. Kansas City have expressed interest in Joe Girardi returning for next year. So we'll just have to see what that gets worked out. I like Girardi. I'm not a big Yankees fan, but I do like Girardi. Basketball starting to get wound up. Basketball season is just around the corner. 347-326-9073 if you want to call in on the show today. Got some great stuff. Kind of disappointed. I mean, I saw, you know, you always see news articles. Some vandals have destroyed the monument for officers killed in the line of duty at the Fayetteville, Arkansas Police Department. I mean, what happened to the respect? I mean, I know there's times I question the law enforcement. But come on, these are guys that have given their life in the line of duties. I might not always agree with what they do sometimes, but these guys gave their life in the line of duties. So who's the idiot that goes around destroying a monument that honors those? I hope they hang him up by his Buster Browns, cut his toes off, personally. Semi-truck rolls over damn historic cemetery. Historic Southard Cemetery in York Township in Union County, Tennessee, was almost decimated early Tuesday morning after a semi-truck towing a large container of powdered lime lost control and rolled over the numerous headstones. One of those that makes you go, uh-oh. Shut down. We have not heard anything on this because they are trying to get things worked out. But with the government shutdown, this is also affecting some NCAA football games. Normally, mostly Army, Navy, and Air Force. So they are working on those, trying to get They're trying to get the financial situations worked out to where those games do not get canceled. And I hope they do, because not everybody should have to suffer for all this other stuff going on. University of Connecticut has considered playing freshman or Tim Boyle. Interim head coach T.J. Weist, took the red shirt off highly touted freshman Tim Boyle Tuesday and announced that Boyle would start over Chandler Whitmer when the Huskies next play on October 12th against South Florida. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. Just running down some more headlines. Two Purdue wide receivers have been released after arrest. B.J. Knopf and Jordan Woods have posted bond and been released after being arrested for theft Monday. Oh, maybe I got the story wrong. They're just released from jail. Yeah, I misread. I thought they were released from the team. They were released from jail. In a couple of days, they'll be released from the team. Because no team should put up with that. You expect better out of these young men. And so, kind of like the high school football coach I was talking about last week. High school football coach out in Utah suspended his entire football team after there were reports of skipping classes and reports of bullying, cyberbullying other kids and people. And the coach said, we're not going to behave like this. If you don't like it, too bad. And he said he suspended the entire team. Big news out of Texas, as Texas athletic director, Delos Dodds, has announced that he is ready to retire, and he will be retiring as the Texas athletic director on August 31st of next year. I mean, Delos Dodds, he's a true legend down there at Texas. And so he just feels it's time for somebody else to come in, kind of take over and run the show. All right. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back on the other side, try to get into some MMA news and a bunch of other good stuff, as always, right here on the Greg Spruill Show. Be right back.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA. Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Right back here on the Greg Spruill Show. Yes, we are doing the Harlem Shake right here on this lovely little radio show. Thoughts and prayers go out to Big Sean Bell. Sean Bell fought for Cage of Honor this past weekend. Apparently received a broken jaw, so he's going to be going under some surgery, from what I understand. So thoughts and prayers go out to Sean Bell. Hopefully it's nothing that's going to keep him down too long. And he'll be back in there before soon. Basketball teams are starting to get their practices starting. Apparently there's a... Let's pull this article up right here. Apparently, U.S. District Judge Kimba Woods has allowed the UFC's lawsuit against the state of New York to move forward and rejected the state attorney general's request to dismiss the suit. For years, 1997, New York passed a law banning mixed martial arts. And that's a new market that UFC wants to go into. So they have filed a lawsuit to get this lifted, get this ban lifted. Woods rejected claims by the plaintiffs, which included John Jones, UFC itself, fans, and others, that the state law violated the First Amendment of the Constitution. Lawrence Epstein, chief operating officer for UFC, told Yahoo Sports, claims that the First Amendment was the weakest part of our case. Epstein and UFC CEO Lorenzo Fertitta hailed Woods' ruling that the case can proceed based on their argument based that the law is unconstitutionally vague. So we'll just have to see what happens with this. Looks like the lawsuit is going to go forward, and who knows, there could be UFC coming to New York. Pack your bags yet. But we're just saying. Chris Weidman is expecting a war and hopes to finish in rematch with Anderson Silva. Bad news for Kat Zingano. Kat Zingano was originally going to be one of the coaches on UFC, or the Ultimate Fighter, until she suffered a knee injury, and so they brought in Misha Tate. Well, more bad news for Kat Zingano. While her right knee is healing well, it's now been discovered that she may have a tear in her left knee also. So she's going to be going to the doctors and see what they say about that. Uriah Hall is under the gauntlet, and rumors are going around that Hall will be released from UFC if he loses his next fight. Sergio Pettis has signed a UFC deal and will debut against Von Lee at UFC 167. In case you haven't heard, UFC has cut Yushin Akami. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Yushin Akami. I'm sorry. So we're just kind of running down the page, seeing what we can spread knowledge about there. About 347-326-9073. The phone lines are still open if there's something you want to talk about. As long as I just got an announcement from my church that they're going back to one service every Sunday. And that's cool, as long as I don't miss my football. So anyway, there we go. I don't know about this government mess. I do not know. There's days I just feel like crawling under a rock and just letting it play out. I don't know how you all feel about it, but that's how I feel about it. So we're just kind of checking over some stuff, seeing if there's anything out there we need to deal with. I don't see anything. All right. 347-326. We got about 9 minutes left on today's show. Okay. Here's what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Got to be making some decisions on what to do with the Greg Squirrel Show. I have fun doing the show, and I don't want to quit doing the show. But we're thinking of switching times. And so the two time slots we're looking at are 10 to 12 in the morning or 12 to 2 in the afternoon. So we're going to post this on Facebook right now. The Greg Squirrel Show is considering a time change. All right. All right, once again, the Greg Squirrel Show is considering a time change. We're considering 10 to noon or noon to 2 or taking thoughts on other time slots. So here's a chance for the fans to call in, listen in, let me know what they think, 347-326-9073. They can call in, let me know what they think, or they can leave a comment on our Facebook page. So we are just about done up for today. We'll be back on here Thursday. Hopefully Clint Davis will be back in the house and we can go from there. So call your buddies, call your friends, tell them to tune in tomorrow once again 4 p.m. right here on the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio. On behalf of Clint Davis, I'm out of here. I'm Greg Squirrel. See ya.
Ready for me, now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.